First matter, we have one regular member missing tonight. Oh, no, we don't.
Who's missing?
No, we don't. Excuse me. We're all set. I'll just ask if there's any public comment. Hearing none, I would like to, without objection, I'd like to move to the presentation of the annual audit by King King and Associates, Chris King and Debbie Franklin. Hearing no objection. Chris, Debbie, please take over.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for having us. I tend to start talking and then I forget the people who are with me, so hopefully we have a plan where she can jump in. So what we've done, we actually started this a little bit before COVID, then it worked out very good in Zoom, is we do this little summary and then give it to you. It has page numbers indexed on it. So sometimes people
Thank
take
you.
Notes on it. So the page numbers do reference to the actual audit report. But we can go through this without going through every page of the audit report. If we want to look at certain things, we can certainly do that. So if we go past the title page to what says annual financial report highlights, pages 1 and 3 is the audit opinion. It's unmodified, which is the good, clean opinion. There would have to be something pretty major to make a change in that. Those are rarely modified. Then between that and then page 13 is the management discussion and analysis. There's a lot of bullet points. It says your general fund went up X or down, and your budget variances were this. And so it's kind of it's like an executive summary section. But then also, as a reminder, there's multiple sets of financial statements. There's the government-wide financial statements, which we don't look at very much because it's a very consolidated presentation. All your funds are jammed into one column, and a lot of people find that a little bit too consolidated to get any meaningful information out of. But pages 13 and 15 are the fund basis financial statements, so you'd see the general fund, and I think the ARPA fund is on that page now too, right?
Yes, that major fund.
It says it right here. So, so what's happened in a lot of places is they receive their ARPA money late June, and it was sitting in the bank account. But in most cases, which was our recommendation, it's in its own fund, not in the general fund. So your ARPA money you will see on pages 13 and 15 in its own column. Then as you decide how to spend them, the funds will be drawn down and reduced. There's also a non-major column. There's a major versus non-major fund approach. It's just a math calculation, but the detail of that non-major column is in the back. The deeper you go in, the more detail you see. Maybe a highlight area, pages 18 through 20, is the former water department. So this is the last year you'll see financial statements on the water department because of the sale. Now there is, even though you had cash left over, there is an accounting loss of $146,000, and that loss is simply calculated on sale versus depreciated cost of all the assets, which included wells and repairs to wells and lines and pumps.
That was the $502,000. That's what the net value of the water company was?
$502,000 is a sale.
There's a balance in there of $502,720 on that asset, I think.
Assets?
Under that asset for the water. And my question was...
I don't see that.
Yeah. You received $350,000 for the sale of the assets. There were the assets less accumulated depreciation.
I give away my copy. I wonder if he's looking at...
I believe it was under assets. I'm sorry. Go ahead, proceed.
So that is actually, yes. So the $500,000 is what I call the depreciated cost.
Okay.
That was what was on.
That's
the book.
What we thought it had been worth at that point.
At the beginning of the year.
Right.
And then there was...
And that's what we thought it was worth. That's what we had been depreciating, right. Okay.
Yeah.
And what we actually got was, what, 146?
Well, you got 350, mm-hmm. So the difference between the two.
$146,013 difference. That's where that number... Okay, thank you.
I just wanted...
That answered one of my questions.
I just want to distinguish that. You said what it's worth, and it's really not a value.
Right.
But
it's what we were claiming it to have been worth for depreciation purposes.
Yes. Okay.
Right? And correct me if I'm wrong. Don't just say yeah.
Well, no.
For
depreciation purposes, yes. But it's not market value.
Right.
Like your house, you may have paid $100,000, but it's worth $200,000. That $100,000 is what was on your $500,000. Okay, so even though there was a loss, there was cash remaining of $186,000, which was paid over to the general fund. There were some smaller outstanding receivables still connected to the water, but rather than keep the water department open, I think it really, since all the cash transferred to the general fund, any future collections, I think there was at least some collections, will just be small amounts added to the general fund.
Miscellaneous revenue.
So behind the water department financials, you start the note disclosures, which start with a lot of general policies. This is how we recognize revenues. This is how all our fund financials are presented. But we could look at page 35 and 36 is where we have the long-term liabilities, of which most of that is your borrowing. And we do mention that you did refinance that borrowing for a lower rate. So now we're down to 2.88% and 2.4%. So that's pretty low. You would also see, the water debt was paid off as part of the sale. So there's no more water department debt. So on the next page of our summary presentation, page 38 and 46, this is just informational purposes only. Sometimes people want to know the teacher's retirement that the state is picking up. What's our portion of the liability? So for the teacher's pensions, $3.9 million. And of course, you wouldn't have to come up with $3.9 million all at once if the state made you take over. But I did see that their expense related to Falls Village or Canaan for this year was about $250,000. So that's the cost for the year that the state picked up 100% of.
The reason he mentions that is in the past, actually it was two years ago, there was talk in the state about transferring a portion of that teacher's retirement fund liability to the towns. Mm-hmm. So that's why Chris mentioned it. She reported it that way the last couple of years. So, excuse me.
Yeah. So if there was a proposal that the towns pick up 25% of the cost, it'd be about 25% of $250,000, just as a reference point. The second one, the smaller number, page 46, is there's also a teacher's health insurance benefit when they retire. It's always, every town is a lot smaller. And again, you're currently responsible for none of that. That's just informational. But it is in here. So that was several years ago. The GASB standards required that all the information on these teachers' plans are included in your financial statements, even though your cost-sharing percentage is zero. Then after the notes, as I said, we get more and more detail as we go deeper into the report, page 54 to 56, that has your budget results. So this is the financial statement that's closest to what you would see month to month. So let me get this right. You originally were going to use $286,000 of fund balance to balance the budget in lieu of taxation. You then had some additional appropriations, brought it up to about $349,000. So that's what you thought you were going to need from surplus to balance the budget. But based on there were some expenditures that were under budget, some other revenues were over budget, you only needed to use about $41,000. So instead of dipping into fund balance for 349, you only took 41,000.
And he's, what he's referring to is fund balance. That's what we call our general fund.
So you could say, without that use of fund balance, your budget was a deficit of 41,000. But you had expected to be a deficit of 349, it was only 41. So your deficit is a positive. It's a good thing. On page 65, so between 56 and 65 is detail on a lot of the funds, the non-major funds. And you have, as practiced, elected to have every capital project in a separate fund. So you have a number of capital project funds. Mm-hmm. And that's why the font is pretty small for several pages. You've got the computer fund, bulky waste, Kellogg School Technology, Kellogg School Capital, etc. They're all separately listed so you can see the balance of each project. Then we refer to page 65, which is the tax collector's schedule. It shows the levy, it shows the beginning balances outstanding from past years and how much was collected, both taxes and interest on that. And we do that, we track the percentage outstanding at the end of the year. And so we list here 2.69% of your, is the, if you took your ending taxes receivable divided by your current levy, it's 2.69%. We generally see people 2 to 5%. So you're actually, you know, you're on the low side of that, which is good. Once it starts to get higher, we would start to change our testing and look into the tax collections as to why your outstanding receivables are higher. You're not in that position.
That's our tax collector.
Thanks for
that. That accomplishes that.
Yeah, there are certain things that we do based on our work with towns. Towns have problem areas, and they're somewhat consistent. They could be consistent in town to town. One could be tax collections. You read about that periodically coming up in the tax collector's office. Student activity funds is another area at the school, except your school, you only have one school, and the there's not as much activity in the younger grades as there is in the high school grades. So at Region 1, there's a lot of volume in their student activity funds because high schoolers take a lot of trips. Not so much in the elementary school. Building permits.
Mm-hmm.
We've developed some of our own testing to look at the building office.
CFCs.
Yeah, to see. Because some of the selectmen are saying, why are you looking at the building office? And we say, well, the building office often generates additions to the grand list, and the grand list is your revenue base. So are the additions to the grand list being aggregated and timely put onto the grand list so that you can send out bills? So those are just three areas of that we tend to look at. All right, so I think we've got the Debbie's page.
I'll take over. So if you look at page 71, that's a list of your state financial assistance. And as part of the town audit, we did a state single audit. So there's a little formula that the state gives us. And out of these programs, the TAR money was selected for testing. So we did some expanded procedures in that based on what the state tells us we need to do. And we didn't find any exceptions with that. It was all accounted for properly with the right internal controls and everything. And if you continue on, there are no findings or comments listed in the audit report, which...
No, those are like any problems of any kind.
Right.
There's none this year.
None this year.
No problems. Now, that you've been working with Linda, our tax collector, our treasurer, on this, right?
Well, yes.
Okay.
I mean, there are a couple things I want to bring up. The prior year
findings. Send her out.
The prior year findings are resolved.
Yes.
And then as we went through the audit, we did have a couple things that we talked about. One of them is the CMCs out of our sample of 15 or 20. Two of them could have had a little more information. You know, you don't just write down change in value for a car or something. So we had talked to the assessor, and so she's going to add more documentation to it. Another thing that we talked about when we were out for field work, we were here, and it was Kristen's last day, and your principal had just left the school, and the big question was, so who was the signer on the student activity account and the folks account? And that had to be determined, and I had a phone call with Linda, and she followed up on that. So they came up with a plan. So you did have an interim principal, and she's still there.
She is until the end of this month.
Okay, so then it will need to be updated. And then Linda and I had some conversations about QuickBooks, and she has come a long way in utilizing the classes. And so basically in her accounting software, she will be able to run an income statement and balance sheet for any of your capital reserve funds. That's the goal that we're looking for. And so she's come a long way with that. And so we're happy with the progress.
Terrific. Thank you.
Thanks, Jessica.
Yeah, so we can, if you want to go back and talk about something, we can, we'll refer to the board chair and whatever you guys want to do. ARPA money, do you know what you're doing with it yet?
No.
Are you aware?
That was correct, wasn't it?
No. Are you aware of the revenue loss calculation that is available to make it potentially unrestricted?
No.
Yes, Doctor, we are.
We are not. Will you please proceed?
Yeah. Okay.
So if you look at what you can use it for, there are, you can use it for your water and sewer infrastructure, which I don't think is going to happen. Broadband, Spectrum is calling every town hall and wants the town halls to run wires for their customers. And then you can do nonprofit assistance, you can do assistance to individuals. These are all specifically stated. There's one thing in there that a lot of people don't understand. It's called there's a revenue loss calculation. And a lot of towns will say, well, we didn't have a revenue loss. We held steady, we went up slightly. But there's a calculation in the act that goes back to 2019 and says, based on 2019, you can assume a 4.1% growth rate, and you compare the fiscal year ending 19 to calendar year 2021-22.
So you're 8.
And if you're below, yeah, if you're below that projected trajectory, that difference,
oh, that's crappy,
can be pulled out of these kind of restricted funds into unrestricted, and then used for general government operations, which is almost anything except for debt service and bonuses and severance, something like that.
Reduction of the tax mill rate? Can it be used for that?
Well, so what you might do is you have an ARPA, so you have it in a separate fund. If you did the calculation or had us do the calculation, which we're doing a lot of them for towns, let's just say, your calculation, you release $200,000. You can take virtually anything out of your budget that you were going to budget and charge it to the ARPA fund.
Okay, so that's basically taken right out of the general fund.
And then that way, I can't remember who said it, but something about instead of tax revenue, I can't remember exactly how you said it, but that's how you do it, is you'd say, okay, we're going to take, I don't know what, a lot of people are taking some capital project that was kind of on the back burner for a while and keeps getting cut, throwing it over and saying, okay, it's funded by ARPA, so we don't have to build it into the next year's budget.
Okay. Like a salt shed.
Salt shed.
That would probably be enough to do if we could get that much out of it.
Actually, I don't.
How much do you charge, if I could ask, to do that calculation for the town? Because you have all our figures.
We do. We just have to convert it to calendar year.
Yeah, okay, I understand. That's a lot of work, I know. Can you give us an estimate?
It would probably be $800 to $1,200.
$800 to $1,200.
Yeah.
To do the calculation to find out.
To do the calculation.
Oh, the fee. Uh-huh.
Now, then if you don't, if it doesn't release enough for what you need, there's a second, that's 2020, then we do it again for 2021, because it keeps assuming a 4.1% growth rate over 2019.
It's annually.
Once a year. 12/30/20, 12/30/21.
So we can make two, basically, transfers from that fund.
Right.
One for 2020, one for 2021, and the 2021 is now built on 8.2% of the 2019 figure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then it goes to 22, and I think 23.
If it turns out that we stand to gain less than $800 to $1,200, you would reduce your fees, right?
But the negotiations begin.
So it's just an option if you didn't have a project that fit the, you know, the more restrictive categories. Okay, I know you don't have water
do.
And sewer.
We have a project. I mean, there's a certain couple of
towns
projects.
Always have projects.
Yeah. Always. So people have thought about these, something in the five-year plan that keeps getting kicked out to the sixth year. I think, oh, maybe this is the...
Well, maybe not quite that bad, but we've got two items in particular. I mean, the Cabo Road Bridge and the salt shed that we could...
And we have to use this, about. That ARPA has to be used up in a certain amount of time, though, correct?
Right. Years.
I think it has to be obligated by... 2024, and then you have another 6 or 12 months suspended.
Yeah, it's only 4 years we still.
Oh, it has to be obligated. It hasn't got to be spent.
Right. It'd be best to be spent like by the end of 24.
So pretty much obligated in the next 3 years.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking the idea of helping us with the bridges that we, even though we're not ready to do it yet, it would be nice to have some funds set aside for that.
There are too many projects.
Well, I know there's a ton of projects.
I mean, there's the school roof. There's just, it wouldn't hurt.
So is your ARPA money about 310, 311? Is
that 310, 311 about.
And then the school's got some of their own, or the school got some of their own, too. I don't know how much.
Is there any way for us to give you the figures on an annual basis so it reduces the amount of time that you needed to do the calculations? If we did some of the calculations.
Well, I can give you the calculator if you want.
No, but I mean, if we gave you the annual figures so you wouldn't have to, do it.
He's got them.
Well, no, they have to go to calendar year.
That's the calendar.
Oh.
The base year is fiscal,
right.
And the measurement dates are calendar. That's
right.
The trick.
So that's what I'm asking. But if we gave you the calendar year figures, would that reduce the amount of time that you would need? And how hard would it be for us to do that?
You'd have to know the categories that we need.
Not really that simple, is it?
No.
Yeah, it's
Linda
not.
Would know.
It's not that. It's not
let
that
them
bad,
do it.
But
let them do it. It's worth the fee.
Okay.
Yeah, it's worth the fee.
Okay.
It's complicated.
Save it 75.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any questions for the auditor? Does anybody want to go through all the 80 pages?
No.
Good. Right answer. Any other questions? I mean, the town's very favorable in this report. We've got 14% general fund is 14% of our annual expenditures, which is very nice. And that doesn't include all of our reserve accounts. I mean, if you include that with all that we are we are very well endowed in this at this point.
This may not be a question for you.
No, it's $1 million in the reserve accounts.
How did we manage to reduce the anticipated amount that we needed from the reserve account from 349 to 41,000? I mean, that's a big drop. How did we manage to do that? That's commendable.
So the expenses came in 145,000 below budget. And the revenues, other various revenues, I think were about 150.
Right.
So 150, 150, and the forty is about the 340 that.
Right, I understand those figures, I'm just wondering from Henry's standpoint, it's like, that's, if you could tell us like how you managed to do that, that'd be great.
Well, we got the annual report.
It talks about the fact that virtually every department came in a bit under budget, so it was a broad, wasn't like one big rifle shot, it was a broad.
The school did, the town did.
Yep.
Much better than we had hoped even.
Conveyances, building department, very favorable.
I don't think the sandbag, I think that's really a great job.
Yeah, it was really very well done.
Yeah, so like you're saying, when I look at our statements, it's virtually every department, it's all over, education, 20,000 under. Public works was under. Yeah, and I think this is probably the first year in quite a while there were no findings, right?
No findings at all.
Well, our findings have been very minor in the past anyways, but this year to have no findings is good job.
And a lot of them have been because you have such a small number of personnel, and we talk about controls of the COC, you don't have three people in the assessor's office monitoring, supervising, double checking, same with finance, every office is pretty much one person, so.
As intentional, we kept it really tight for that reason. There are lots of people we could have employed for that, but we didn't get it really tight. So thank you.
And there were no modifications to the draft that we received from Linda.
Correct. So the draft that you guys
right.
got was
so
the final from
if we choose to approve tonight, we don't have to approve an amended one. This is the draft that we received. Yeah. No other questions? Chris, Debbie, thank you very much. Good job. I like the condensed form. Before we let them go, though, I would like to ask, any of the board members have any suggestions for anything they would like to have done differently next year? Alternates, too. Okay. Thank you very much for joining us tonight and making your presentation.
Thank you.
Okay.
Chris, everything.
Back to our agenda.
Thank you.
That's all right.
I'm here now. I had no communication. And the secretary's report, those are the minutes of our meeting in November. Can I get a motion to put those in front of us?
Make a motion.
Steve puts makes a motion. We got a second?
A second.
Thank you, Joel. Any questions for Johanna? Johanna? Very clear and thorough, I thought.
Yep, I agree.
She did a good job.
Your maiden voyage.
Hearing none, all those in favor of accepting the minutes of the meeting for November 8th, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That's unanimous. The Treasurer's Report. We have the Treasurer's Report for November. Can I get a motion on that, please?
I'll make a motion.
Thanks, Joel. And a second?
A second.
Thank you, Steve. The Treasurer's not in here right now. Any questions about it?
Maybe one of you can answer it for me. On the summary.
That guy there?
What are the dates there? Four.
What did you say is bank?
Is that the CD?
CDs?
Those are it's when they mature or matured or when they were taken out?
Which page are we on?
It's the first page, the summary. Just so I can understand it. The date 6/30/21, is that when those CDs were taken out?
That's the date that figure applied to, I think. But you can ask Linda. As of 6/30/21, that was the amount in the capital reserve account. But
and the rate changed on September 15th. Is that what you're referring to? That.
No,
notation?
It's not a substantive question. I just wanted to understand it a little better.
Right.
I didn't know what the June 30th date was for.
You see what you're asking about, Dick?
No.
All right, check it out.
It's on the 197 held by the Litchfield Bank Corporation.
It's the Torrington Savings Bank.
Yeah, here you go.
And the Salisbury Bank.
Okay, yeah.
Steve, pass it over to Dick.
Oh, I see it.
Yeah, down here.
You see it at the very end?
What does that date refer to?
The 9/15/22 is the .20, I think, is good until 9/15/22.
And what's the 6/30/21 down below?
The
6/30/22 or 21?
Yes, 6/30/21.
Oh, I see.
I think that's the date that balance applies to. But I have to check with Linda.
No, we need to find out, because I would think that would be either the maturation date or the date at which was opened.
Okay.
On a CD. Especially on a CD, it would be significant. Hang on to that, okay, Amy?
Sure.
Can we table this then and come back to it? Let's move on to, without objection, I'll table that and come back to it. Mm-hmm. Hearing none, we'll move on to tax collector's report. Oh, next month we're going to get that.
Next.
We have the Board of Education report. Could I get a motion to put that in front of us?
Move.
Thank you, Dan. Second?
A second.
I'm not sure we have a Board of Ed person here. I think when it says at the top, July 20th, 21 through June 21, I think that should be through October 21, correct?
I think it's through October 2022. Or no, November 2022, it should be.
What is?
You're talking the title?
P&L, budget versus actual, yeah.
Oh, it's June 22, because that's the calendar year. But this would only represent amount paid through November 1st.
Right. That's my clarification.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Exactly. Precisely. That's
correct. We'll come back to her.
Yes.
All those in favor then of receiving the Board of Education report, any questions? Any other questions about it? I mean, the figures all seem to be proportionally right. Okay, all those in favor of receiving the Board of Education report, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That's unanimous. I know you're going to be going for a minute. I'd like to give us 30 seconds, see if Linda comes in, okay? Okay.
Just a point of question.
Yes, Dan.
We passed over public comment. Is there any?
No, we didn't.
Oh.
I have public comment first thing before I even address King King.
I missed it.
Nope, that's okay. I didn't.
Sorry.
I'm pitching this all, Chad. Linda, we had a question.
And I have no answer.
Oh, listen to her. You always have answers.
Those dates right there. 3/21 relative to the savings.
Yep.
What do those dates represent?
That was the last thing they were updated on that report.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm talking. Thank you.
Were there any other questions on the treasurer's report? I'm going to resume our discussion on that. Hearing none, all those in favor accepting the treasurer's report, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That's unanimous. Now we have the select.
Now we lost the
Mr. Todd, you're on, please.
Okay. Did you get your question answered?
Yes, we did. Thank you.
Okay. Is that the due date of the CD?
No, it's the last date it was updated.
Date is updated in that report.
What, 9/15/22 on the interest rate?
No, at the bottom. At the bottom of that same page.
6/30/21.
As of.
Oh, okay. All right. This is mainly for the Board of Finance of the Chip Rohrbach discussion. We are trying to get a new speed limit sign on Main Street after you go across the street, because we've had a lot of people really speeding down that street. I think the state has agreed to it, put a 25 limit down Main Street so that we can.
What about a walk sign here? We don't have a walk sign here. This crosswalk right here. If you put up a crosswalk sign, people have to stop there. Today they don't.
Right.
We should ask about that too.
While we're asking for a bunch of things,
okay.
We're also asking, and I'm going to talk to the Board of Selectmen tonight about the, we've had so many accidents at 7 and 126 at the blinking light.
Mm-hmm.
And we've not had a fatality there. But I think recently,
recently 40 years ago we did.
We did have one before.
Yeah.
But over the last 4 years, I bet you there's been, 10 accidents there?
Absolutely.
And so I think we should petition the state to put up a stoplight there. We become a one-stop light town, but I think we've had enough accidents there that we should do something. The Cardinal Engineering Report, I talked to Tim Sermola, I met him and had a long conversation with Dave Barger, and I, with Tim, we will get the report this month, but it will not be in it was not in time for this meeting because he wanted to check all the figures and the analysis.
And this is the report on what, Henry?
This is on the Cabo Road Bridge project. But that will be done. We will get it this month, but it probably will be closer to the Christmas day. We've talked to several different suppliers of using the town farm for solar. Project, we're uniquely suited to do that because we can use net metering. The town can. It's not available to a household or to businesses or individuals, but it is available for the town. So by that means if we produce 350 kilowatts and we use 275 kilowatts, we'd only pay for 75 kilowatts.
But what about, are you discussing renting?
We have, we're talking to three different people.
Okay.
And we have nothing firmly. I just am telling you that we're talking to people. We're not going to make any, obviously,
okay.
any commitment.
But you're looking at both options.
We're looking at all options.
Okay.
Financing ourselves, Green Bank does really cheap financing for these projects. Virology is a provider, and then there's another one that Staples is working with on the same line. A recommendation that you're going to do, it's on your agenda for the $27,000 for the reserve account for the 5-year reval. We're asking for an increase of $2,000 for IT line 1002-WS-301. This is, I'm not sure, but we want to make sure that there's enough funding in there in case something else comes up during the year, because we've been running through everything relatively quickly as we've transferred our IT from one group to another group, but they have tightened up our cybersecurity protections. They've done a lot to simplify it. It's, anytime you change vendors on IT, it is never easy, but it is, they've done, in my view, a very credible job so far. I think, Linda, you'd agree with that. And Linda's not.
As much as I know about IT, sure.
Oh, yeah.
So when you talk about IT, you're talking about all our digital...
All our digital services. So, you know,
right.
We had... I'm not going to go into the details because it's a pain and no one will... Even I won't really understand what I'm talking about. We're looking at a composting proposal with between Sharon, Salisbury, Cornwall, Falls Village, and potentially North Canaan. This is because of the Mira collapse and everything else. About 35% of our waste is food waste. if we could cut that down to 15%, that would cut our costs dramatically in the amount of transfer that we have to make to MIRA. With the closing of their plant in July 1st of next year, we're trying to look at any mechanism we can to reduce that expense line.
Do you know anything more about the composting proposal yet, or just at your initial stages?
We have gone through a couple things. There's also other composting opportunities that may be available within the town, but you have to have a facility close by. There's one in Sheffield that's close by that could take the food waste from ours, but there may be an opportunity within the town to take all the waste also. Composting is actually a profitable business. And I know that because we own the composting company, so it does work. We need to schedule not a town meeting, because normally we hold our town meeting about approving the audit and everything in February or March, but we'll probably need to have a town meeting sometime in, or a town forum sometime in January to discuss possible uses of the ARPA funds. I think it would probably be best when you have it in late January. I think a lot of decisions that are made on meetings, we're going to have to be very, very mindful of what's happening in the world around us, and may have to move to Zoom platforms or something else. I mean, this is, we're going through another scary period here in this bouncing roller coaster ride of COVID.
Henry, excuse me, can you just at a high level do the sort of process for ARPA funds decision, because I know there's a poll going on and this and that, just to clarify how that's rolling out?
Yeah, well, I'm going to take my mask off while I'm talking. We've had suggestion board up on the internet for people that can either send in their things to me. Some of them have responded to me directly. We have a lot of requests, but we're going to have a town forum to discuss ideas that have come up during this process. We may even have it a little later if you as a group decide that you want to find out how much money could be taken out of the ARPA funds and transferred to from ARPA funds into our general fund, mm-hmm. Which I think is a very, very good idea. I know that Goshen found out that they could use almost all of the ARPA funds, and they got a couple million to cover, to transfer to the general fund. So, you know, you just don't know. And maybe we ought to have that done first.
Concurrent.
But that's your decision.
Concurrent.
Okay. What?
Or concurrent.
Yeah.
Yeah, concurrent, I agree. All right, thank you.
And so then we'll make a decision. The general process that we're going to follow, if we do take money from the ARPA funds, and I have one thing down here that I know is also on your agenda, is that anything that the Board of Selectmen propose is going to go to the Board of Finance for their approval. That's been our stance from the very beginning of this. Other towns are not doing that. But I think that's a mistake. But that's my opinion. We are encouraging the purchase of an Owl Pro. An Owl Pro is a device that allows a camera to look at whoever the speaker is in the room. And it also can broadcast on Zoom. so that it would allow citizen participation, because if the people are here, and if somebody wants to make a comment, I think that they should come in to the meeting to make a comment, but it would allow people to watch the meeting live on Zoom. I think that would be beneficial for transparency. I just wanted to tell you that we congratulate everybody that took part in the housing proposal thing, and the Board of Selectmen will either accept or reject the plan tonight. We received a Sustainable CT Award, giving the town of Canaan bronze status. It sounds like nothing, but it does give us more opportunity to get funding sources in our town. And that's one of the reasons they brought up, they were the ones that originally brought up the idea of a long time ago about the solar. And I think it's something that we should be look at. There also, by the way, there are opportunities if you do put solar along with a roofing project, like the one that we're contemplating for the school, there's special financing for that, mm-hmm. and which would be more attractive than bonding, as I understood it from the presentation I saw. Town Hall keys. One of the things that we have here is we have our everything in the basement and in this building is open. So we have a cybersecurity risk, as silly as it may sound, because we don't even know who has keys in the town. We don't have a key log. We don't do it. So we're going to contemplate changing the front locks and establishing a key log for entry into the building. That is going to probably cost us a little extra money, but I don't think it's going to be substantial. But we have to have a key log. You have to know who has a key to your front door. So that's something that we're going to do. We have three different people showing interest in leasing or purchasing 35 Railroad Street, and there's nothing concrete that we're just moving those along as we can, and when we have something concrete, we will report it to you. I just wanted to go on all holiday hours for Public Works and the transfer station employees. We are going to be closing on the noon of the 24th and the 31st for both days, because that's a Friday, and it's going to be fully paid. But we're going to close both the transfer station and the Public Works so that people can prepare for Christmas Eve and New Year's.
Does that mean the transfer station is going to be closed on the 1st?
No, we're closing at noon on both days. The office isn't open on Fridays.
Transfer station is open
but
on
the transfer station,
on the 1st.
The transfer station is not ever open on a holiday. We
so
will be closing on the 31st and the 24th
Friday,
for a half day.
And close on the...
Will there be a sign up or something?
There is a sign up already.
Well, the gate won't be open, so.
That's right.
Yeah, okay. And I have P on here that is O that I just went through. On P, I do want everybody to know that there's a tree lighting taking place on Saturday. It's, I believe, on our website. I know it's been widely circulated on that. I hope that everybody will come.
The Falls Village Congregational Church Choir will be there performing.
Yes, I understand that.
I'm not in it, don't worry.
Well, Dick, if they put you and I in the choir,
everybody else would leave.
Imagine.
And the last thing is, I'm just going to remind everybody that we have a town report that's got to be due, and we haven't heard from some people about town reports from various commissions. So we'd like to get that done. That's usually published sometime in February. So we have a lot of time on that. And that is it.
Thank you, Mr. Todd. Any questions, Mr. Todd? Okay, let's move on. First item under our under new business is to approve a new secretary for Board of Finance. I believe we have one applicant, and that being Johanna Mann. I'll make a motion that we appoint Johanna as Secretary of Board of Finance.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you. of Johanna as Secretary for Board of Finance, say aye.
Aye.
That's unanimous. Presentation of the 2021 audit. We have the presentation. I'll entertain a motion to accept the audit.
Make the motion.
Joel, thank you.
Second.
A second?
Second.
Thank you, Steve. Any discussion? All those in favor accepting the audit done by King King and Soda Shits, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That's unanimous. We have a schedule of meetings for 2022. Can I get a motion that we adopt that schedule? Now anybody can just jump
yes,
up and
so move.
Thanks, Steve. And this is, I believe this one is correct, so.
This one is correct. I first of all, I sent him the 2021 one. And the second time I sent him one that had a typo on it. The third time was the charm. So this is the correct.
Okay.
We don't have
John, did you second that?
Did you second?
No, I didn't. Oh, can I get a second?
Actually, yeah, I haven't seen it.
Thanks, John.
Just a question. All
yes,
the holidays
John.
Are taken into
yes,
consideration.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yep. We have to see the 17th in October.
Just one question. Mm-hmm. In the past, we've had the summer ones like tentative. Is it, are these tentative dates? Or?
Well, they're the dates we'll meet regularly. If we decide not to have a meeting, that would be something we would decide probably the prior meeting. But these are the dates we would have meetings if we schedule.
Okay.
We need to publish those so we can identify those as regular meetings, and we don't have, you know, we can have an open agenda for them.
For example, the reason that we usually put the July as optional is that this year it happens on the 11th. She's in the middle of closing up the year, so you'll have no financial reports. You'll have very little information. So if something else comes up that's important, you can meet, and if you don't, well, it's not the end of the world. But you can make that decision.
All those in favor of adopting the schedule for 2022, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That's unanimous. We have a request from the selectmen to send to town meeting a request to transfer $27,000 from the reserve account number 5100130 for the purpose of the revaluation study that we have to do 5 years after the completion of the revaluation that we do every 10 years. So, can I get a motion? Where did it go? Here it is. I'll read it if somebody else. I'll make a motion.
I'll second it.
That we request from the Board of Finance recommends the town meeting the appropriation from Board Assessor's reserve account number 5100130 for the purpose of the assessment reevaluation study that we have to do 5 years after the complete reevaluation that we do every 10 years.
I added the 27,000 back in, sorry.
I second that, Dave.
Okay.
Okay.
And I got to put that up.
It's
yes.
There on my side.
All right. And Joel, you seconded that?
I seconded that.
Thank you, sir. Any questions?
Yep. Don't worry.
I'm sorry. Stupid question, but what's the difference between...
A reserve account is where we save...
No, not the reserve account part, but we do a reevaluation every 10 years.
Yes.
But this one says we have to do it
Well, there's a 5-year evaluation that is a partial. It doesn't, they don't have to do, go out and do complete inspections of everything. They can use existing records. I don't know if they...
Like an interim assessment?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Every 10 years is a full-blown assessment.
Yes.
Okay.
Any other questions?
No, who does this? This isn't in-house, this is...
It's done by Vision. It's done by Vision. We've already approved the contract. The Board of Selectmen approved the contract in October.
And the money is there in the reserve account. It's just a matter of moving it over to where we can pay it for. To an account we can pay it from, basically general fund.
We pay it directly.
Oh, directly, out of that, okay.
So it doesn't go anywhere.
All right, but we have to authorize...
Crossover.
The town needs to authorize that at town meeting. I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That's unanimous. We have a request from the selectmen to appropriate up to $2,000 for unexpected IT expenses. Did I get a motion on that?
I'll make the motion.
Okay, thank you, Joel. Second?
Second.
Why $2,000?
Because that's how I think we're going to need to get through the balance of the year.
Mm-hmm. And is it just in fees to the IT company?
It's in fees to the IT company.
Upgrades and all of that?
Well, yeah, they found some additional problems that we weren't anticipating in the
system.
Yeah, it's just
their services that we need more of.
We need more of their services than we allocated. There are more hours involved than we anticipated.
And presumably they'll give you some accounting of the stuff they spent their time on.
Well, they do every month.
So we'll, perfect.
Yeah. Well, it's
Are these like things that will, that they're going to kind of get us in shape for, like one-time expenses, or is this kind of...
It's a one-time expense.
Right.
These are one-time expenses. And we anticipated that we would have quite a bit of them this year, but they were a little bit more than we anticipated.
So Greg, you say unexpected, that these are already indication that we will need this money then?
Yes.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Now, can I clarify the motion? Was that we refer to town meeting this request for approval for this request? Or
no,
do you want to do that, excuse me, this, or do you want to do that from our funds? We have a town meeting coming up in January, yes, for the $27,000?
Probably it'll be February. I'm not sure that, but we can do it in late January. We'll...
No reason not to. I mean, if
what's that?
You do it.
That on the agenda of the town meeting. I mean, I wouldn't mind doing it without a town meeting, but there's no reason not to if we have a town meeting for other items as well.
Well, we do have the town meeting. Because we have to approve the bank accounts and all that stuff, right?
For the next fiscal year, which we're usually doing.
Yeah.
Just for the purpose of transparency.
So could you clarify your motion? You want it to be that we refer to town meeting, or do you want to appropriate from our $20,000?
Steve, what do you think?
Town meeting.
Okay.
So it's we'll adjust it to...
Okay, so the clarification is that refer to town meeting request that the town approve the appropriation of up to $2,000 for unexpected IT expenses. Any other discussion? All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, I'd like to make a motion that we approve the spending of the appropriation of up to $1,200 for the purpose of a revenue loss calculation to be performed by King and Associates. That's what we talked about earlier with them.
I'll second that.
Thank you, Amy. Any discussion?
I think you said up to 1,200.
Yes,
1,800
to 1,200.
Right.
Well, but that way, up to 1,200. Okay.
What did you call that?
It's a revenue loss calculation to be performed by King Associates. Any other discussion?
For the purpose of the ARPA.
Yes. That's an ARPA. Refund, basically. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That's unanimous.
You're taking that from the general fund.
we're extending the town, yeah, that it would come from general, but it's going to town meeting, that we, the town to approve it.
You want that to go to town meeting too?
Yes, that's what the motion was, we clarified that.
If it goes to town meeting, the 1,200 is going to town meeting?
The 2,000, it's 2,000.
Yeah, but 2,000 is the 1,200 that you are, proposing for a KMP.
No, no.
Is coming out of your.
That'll come out of our 20,000, yes.
Should be into your budget to do this.
Yes. Thank you for clarifying that.
And who left King and King know?
Probably Linda will. Will you let them know, Lynn? Or should I call? I can get in touch with them. You can do it? Okay, all right. Was there any other business tonight? Seems to me I had one other item. Where did my agenda go?
The OWL. The approval of the OWL Pro, or that you accede to our request to take that from the ARPA funds.
The which, Henry?
The OWL Pro.
Oh. You want appropriation of up to $1,000 to purchase this camera equipment?
Right.
Okay. Would somebody like to make the motion?
I'll make the motion that we.
Okay, and to.
Appropriate up to $1,000 to purchase the OWL Pro.
I don't know if they add taxes to it, so make it $1,100 if.
Okay, all right.
Should we get a proposal for it though, or?
What?
Well.
I don't know if there's any other expenses attached to it. That's the only reason I'm asking.
Do you want to look for alternative prices?
No, just.
Steve, is that what you're saying?
No.
Okay. And to clarify, you want to come, that $1,000 to come from our authorization or go to, okay, so it can be purchased soon?
No, I wanted to take it from the ARPA funds because it's directly COVID related.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So that's what your motion is then?
That's what my motion is then. I'd like to do it as quickly as we can so we can begin utilizing it.
Well, that's why I want it. Do it right away.
All right, fair enough.
Because I think we might be getting back into a COVID
scenario.
A COVID scenario. COVID world more quickly than we think.
Who seconded it?
We need a second.
We need a second.
I'll second it.
And then can I just ask a little more about it? So if you get this camera, let's say you can put it here.
I put it right in the center of the table because it focuses on the speaker.
Speaking. And what other things do you need to support the utilization of that?
It's OWL, Zoom is built right into it.
So you use it with your Zoom services.
Right.
And that's great.
And,
thanks.
You know, it's camera light, but look, it's a step forward. It also, even if we're having in-person meetings, it would be nice for people at home to be able to watch the meetings at home on Zoom, even if they wouldn't be able to participate, but they'd be able to watch it.
So it
adds transparency.
Zoom camera.
What?
It's an extension of the Zoom camera, I assume, that is you, for your Zoom services, it allows you to record as well on your Zoom account.
Well, you could record on your Zoom account, of course.
With this camera.
Right.
Does the town have a Zoom account?
Yes.
We pay monthly for that?
Yes.
You don't get full functionality if you don't have a camera.
I have one personally.
Yeah.
I don't know the town.
Okay.
So it's on the table, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have the motion and a second, and this is to pay it from the ARPA funds. Any other discussion? All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That's unanimous. I think that concludes our business for the evening, unless somebody else has an item for us.
I move to adjourn.
Thank you. Dan, Joel seconds it. All those in favor of adjourning, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. We're adjourned.
Daniel.